And for the rest of the hour, Science in Song. Joining us now is the band They Might Be Giants. Their new album is Here Comes Science, and here's a cut from the CD.
Science is real, from the Big Bang to DNA. Science is real, from evolution to the Milky Way. I like those stories about angels, unicorns, and elves. Now I like those stories as much as anybody else, but when I'm seeking knowledge, either simple or abstract, the factor is science.
Sure hope so, because you're listening to Science Friday, and that was Science is Real by the band They Might Be Giants. And joining me now in the studio here in New York is John Linnell and John Flansburgh, also on the drums, Marty Beller in the background. We'll be playing a lot of music. This Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you. Very exciting to be here.
Why would you do songs about science? I mean, I thought only geeks like me like science.
Because we're like you.
Are you?
This is really a big thrill for us because, you know, we've been listening to the show for a long time. It's like suddenly like we're inside the TV set or the radio. You know, it's kind of trippy.
Were you science-y geeks when you were in school?
Not exactly, no. I mean, it's actually a little bit of a stretch in a way for us to declare ourselves to be authorities on science.
This is the Peter Principle in
exactly,
full bloom.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
And you're stepping into a little quagmire by naming a song Science is Real. There are a lot of people who don't believe science.
Well, you see, that's not controversial for us.
Not for you.
No.
Name the songs on the album.
Meet the Elements, Photosynthesis, My Brother the Ape, I Am a Paleontologist.
And now these all sound like kids' songs. Are these aimed at kids?
It's sort of a mixed bag. There are some songs that are very simple that are good for little kids.
Right.
And then there are songs that are more fact-packed that probably would be a little bit too complicated for a toddler. The song we're going to play, Meet the Elements, if this existed in my freshman year of high school, it would have been an incredible godsend for my grades.
Well, you know, when I hear a song Meet the Elements, who am I thinking of? Not of you guys. Way before you guys were born, Tom Lehrer, right? You remember the Elements song? Do you remember Tom Lehrer?
No, actually.
I know the song Pollution by Tom Lehrer.
No, he did a whole song of the Elements that's much different than
probably
yours.
More satirical than ours.
Yeah, well,
I can't believe that guy invented a time machine and went backwards and stole our ideas. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that song.
He just rattles through the table of elements, periodic table of elements.
Well, that's kind of what we're doing.
Right, what made you
imagine our disappointment that we find out? No, but you know what?
He was a folk singer.
No.
What made you write this song? Tell us a little bit about the genesis of this song.
We were working on our science album, and I guess the thing is we wanted to cover all of the different areas of science. So we're thinking chemistry, biology, physics, earth science, applied science. You know, we're just stepping into each one. And I find the periodic Table of the Elements to be kind of a great organizational, an amazing inspiration, actually. That somebody,
do you?
Yeah, that it's a grid. You can just look at it and say, oh, it's all laid out simply. It's like a lot simpler than a lot of other science charts that you have to study. So this one seemed like it was, you know, something you could stare at and write a song based on.
This is Science Friday from NPR News. Here they are. They might be giants playing.
Meet the elements.
Meet the elements. Let's meet them now.
Iron is a metal. You see it every day. Oxygen eventually will make it rust away. Carbon in its ordinary form is coal. Crush it together and diamonds are born. Come on, come on and meet the elements. May I introduce you to a friend, the elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are. Neon's a gas that lights up a sign at a pizza place. The coins that you pay with are copper, nickel, and zinc. Silicon and oxygen make concrete, bricks, and glass. Now add some gold and silver for some pizza place class. Come on, come on and meet the elements. I think you should check out the ones that call the elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are. Up with other elements forming compounds when they combine, or make up a simple element formed out of atoms of the one kind. Balloons are full of helium, and so is every star. Stars are mostly hydrogen, which may someday drive your car. Hey, who let in all these elephants? Don't you know that elephants are made of elements? Elephants are mostly made of four elements, and every living thing is mostly made of four elements. Plants, bugs, trees, worms, bacteria, and men are mostly carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen. Come on and meet the elements. You and I are complicated, but we're made of elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are. Team up with other elements, forming compounds when they combine. Or make up a simple element formed out of atoms of the one kind. Come on, come on and meet the elements. Check out the ones that call the elements. Like a box of paints that are mixed to make every shade. They either combine to make a chemical compound or stand alone as they are.
Wow, that was great.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more music from They Might Be Giants after this break. This is Science Friday from NPR News. I'm Ira Flatow. Time for a Science Friday flashback. Here's a tip from a caller about dealing with holiday stress. Next time you find yourself waiting in traffic outside of the mall, try this. Tim in Westminster, Maryland. Hi, Tim.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Hi there.
I'm a yoga teacher, and I have a stress reduction technique that is useful for anyone who breathes. That
takes a lot of people into account.
Take a natural breath in, release the breath out naturally, and at the bottom of the breath, as it's run out completely, count 2 seconds, 1001, 1002. Mm-hmm. Over the course of a day, as you find yourself sitting in traffic, standing in line, waiting on the cell phone, if you remember to do this, there will be a cumulative effect that will reduce your heart rate, your breath rate, and your stress levels. Because yoga teaches us that the breath has a direct response to stress, and the breath is something that we can control.
You know, music is good for lowering your stress level, and I think I have just the right kind of music for you. Here in the studio with me is the band They Might Be Giants. What's the next song we'd love to hear from you?
Well, this has a little story behind it. We used to cover a science song, in fact, we still do, called Why Does the Sun Shine, which is from a bunch of science, the collection of science songs that came out when we were kids, with Tom Glaser, and I don't know if you're familiar with this record, but the song was called Why Does the Sun Shine, and in parentheses, the sun is a mass of incandescent gas. And what we found out was that subsequently they figured out that the sun is not actually made of gas. After this song had become popular among kids, and
sure it is.
Well, apparently it's not.
I better relearn something else.
We're here to tell you that it's that there are four states of matter, and the sun is actually a super excited gas, which is called plasma, where the electrons have been stripped off precisely. And so we were forced to write this answer song to our own very popular Why Does the Sun Shine?
Which is something we only do reluctantly. This whole fact-checking thing is very difficult for a rock band.
Musicians don't normally care about whether there's plasma or
gas. We care about beauty and poetry.
Yeah.
Those are our main concerns.
All our lies are in our past. We're forgetting about the lines.
But it speaks very highly of you that you want to change the song to get it right.
Yeah, it was just sort of fun, too. I mean, basically, an engineer we were working with, we were actually talking about the conundrum of the whole thing because we had already re-recorded this famous song from our repertoire for this album. And we were just like, well, what are we going to do? It's outdated. It's, you know, mm-hmm. science has evolved. The consensus has moved on from the idea of the song. And this engineer, John Altshuler, actually said, why don't you just write a song called The Sun is a Miasma of Incandescent Plasma? And that's what we did.
And so, is that the name of the song?
Yeah, that is
the song. All right, here is
Plasma.
Here they is. They Might Be Giants from their album Here Comes Science. That's great.
Ira, I have to say, we've been on a million radio shows, and the reverence with which you show the length and ending of a song is truly a recessive trait in DJs, hosts, radio people.
You want to know why that is?
It was beautiful. Like, when you actually, at the top of the thing, where you played the entire song, Science is Real, like, you know, typically, you know, people just hit the fader 30 seconds, right before it ends, it's like, oh, we don't have that kind of time.
I will tell you why that is.
That's why I love public radio.
I come from a public radio FM classical music background.
Oh,
when I was at my learning days at WBFO in Buffalo, If I ever faded down one,
yeah,
one note of a classical music, I once had an argument that I was the news director. And I wanted to fade down the.
So
I could get a bulletin in there.
Right, exactly.
I heard you can't run a bulletin. You can't interrupt an FM radio.
Right.
Classical music.
So you were like the king of dead air.
You just let the song go all the way. You wrote the whole song. Why don't we hear the whole song?
You actually let a little silence in after that.
Absolutely.
Our guy in Boston, I guess, was Robert J. Lertzema. It would seem like he'd fallen asleep. it was this quiet
I remember
moment.
Him.
It was like, that was...
But it suggests a whole different kind of lifestyle. Fantastic.
Yeah. I have a suggestion for a song for you.
You
talked about the mistake with the makeup of the sun. How about something about Pluto not being a planet?
We do have a song. We haven't learned how to perform it in this group, but with this arrangement.
We
do have a song called "How Many Planets," where we dodge the question of how many planets there are by simply enumerating everything, planet or not. In the course of the song.
Let the people decide.
Let the people decide, yeah.
What's your opinion on that, Ira?
I don't think it really matters. I don't think that it matters that Pluto is...
Well, then we're in agreement that's more or less what we're expressing in the song. Who cares?
If I were pressed, I'd have to say, yes, there are eight planets, but it doesn't really matter that Pluto has been demoted because it's just a name for something.
I think everybody kind of feels for Pluto a little bit, though.
Yeah. I think Woody Harrelson should be a planet, too. So that makes nine.
Well, there are people who are, are space cadets, but...
What's that email address again, Ira?
Don't send it to me. Send it to John Linnell. He will take
That's right. I'll take questions.
Go ahead.
I'm willing to debate.
You never ask anybody this question, but I'll... you never ask anybody, who's your favorite kid, right? And you ask musicians, what's your favorite song that you have?
It's funny. Yeah, we do get that. And it's like insulting, How could you ask that? Oh, I'm appalled.
I remember there was a radio station that used to advertise itself as one of two of America's great radio stations, so you never had to ask what the second one is. So,
If we said it's a Tom Lehrer song, would we suddenly reveal something?
Let's see if we can get another song in.
What could be a laughter epidemic.
What should we do? Come on.
Let's do My Brother the Ape.
My Brother the Ape.
Might be giants.
About evolution, that controversial fact.
Well, I got the information that she sent to everyone, and I told you family picnics aren't exactly my idea of fun. You replied that everyone with me said they were going to come, and that's how you talked me into going to the reunion. When you said everyone, my brother the ape, my brother the ape. I received the photos you sent, and I don't regret that I went. Are the sight of everybody stiffly posing under one tent? But I don't feel I belong, and I keep wanting to escape. And I fail to see the light brother the ape. They all kept saying how much we look alike. I don't think that we look alike at all, but I'll admit that I look more like a chimp than I look like my cousin the shrimp, or my distant kin the lichen, or the snowy eagle, or the moss. And I find it hard to rack relatives of ours, like the road to fir, the sycamore, iguanas and sea stars. My brother the ape, my brother the ape, my brother the ape, my brother the ape, my brother the ape.
Terrific. They might be giants. The new album, Here Comes Science. John Flansburgh and John Linnell here in the studio with us, rocking away, and also on the drums, Marty Beller back there Not saying very much, Silent Bar. Are there any other folks you play with? Any people in your band?
Yes. We actually are. We're just about to go out on tour. We're doing some family shows as well as a Flood show where we're playing our 1990 breakthrough album Flood in sequence. That's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime deal for us. And then we're doing this whole new show for adults. But joining us on stage is this fellow named Ralph Carney, who's famous among musicians for being the guy who plays on all the Tom Waits, sort of the classic Tom Waits middle period circus music albums. He's a multi-instrumentalist. He plays a lot of different kinds of horns. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be joining us, and it'll be very interesting working with somebody who's got such a clear voice as a musician. It's unlike
the rest of us.
Yeah, yeah, we're just hacking along. Yeah.
Well, we also have Dan Miller plays guitar and Danny Weinkopf plays bass. So it'll be a six piece, basically.
And where are you going to be? Where can people see you?
Everywhere.
You got a schedule at all? You can tell us your next. Yeah. Your next
I would say go to our website.
They might be Johnson. Or go to Facebook. Facebook has got all that information. Yeah. We got all these, and also there are all these videos. If people want to see videos of these songs, the entire album Here Comes Science has been made into a DVD, there are all these animated videos accompanying the music, and some of them are really quite remarkable.
So we might see you in an MTV video sometime?
I don't think MTV is playing videos anymore. But if they were, they certainly no. I mean, it's shocking. Yeah. To everyone.
Right. I know it's
especially musicians.
I have two daughters. I know
it's
on that.
It's more of a lifestyle. Music is more of a lifestyle expression these days.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they'd really warm up to science that much, but.
We're talking with They Might Be Giants, and their new album is Here Comes Science, John Flansburgh and John Linnell on Science Friday from NPR News.
We're on the radio, guys.
I'm Ira Flatow. Have you never been on the radio before?
But I'm not on Science Friday. That's a big deal.
Wow, I'm very flattered. Yeah. You know, because we all wish we could do something else. I wish I could play a musical instrument.
I was just hoping that we'd be on Science Friday.
Well, one of us got our wish.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And is there a topic you'd like to take on that you haven't done yet, a subject matter?
We're thinking, we're tossing around ideas for the next Disney-produced Giants record, instructional music for young people. We're thinking maybe There Goes Your Civil Rights could be the next one. That was one idea I think Flansburgh had.
Yeah.
Here come
the syndicalists. We could do like a history, like sort of a people's history of America.
People's history of America, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we've got about 2.5 minutes left. Have you got a quick song you could sing? We can take
sure. What should we do?
Do you want to hear a non-science song?
Sure, whatever. We only got a couple of minutes left.
I say that, but I don't have anything in my mind.
Well, play us out to the end of the show. And
why don't we do a song that's factually incorrect?
Go ahead.
Liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople.
No, you can't go back to Constantinople.
Been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but hers.
Whoa!
Istanbul. Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the worst? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Fridays in stereo.
really aren't going to talk until the music stops.
Wow, that's amazing. I love that song. I know that song.
Yeah,
an oldie moldy.
Yeah, it's super moldy.
And that's not on this album, though.
No,
it is not.
But it's still a great song. So if people go to watch you in concert, do you play other stuff besides
this? Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, these albums are only 40 minutes. Even when we're doing the Flood, like, sort of, you know, tribute to ourselves show, it's only 40 minutes of the show, and the show's like an hour. The family shows are like an hour 15. The adult shows are like an hour 45, sometimes 2 hours when we're feeling heroic and when we're in our Bruce Springsteen mode. Things start expanding in the mannerist period of the
Yeah. I think we play more songs per show than Bruce, but probably only about half as long.
All right. I'm going to have to drop in.
Please, come on.
Going to have to drop in.
Yeah, bring your accordion.
Bring my accordion. Try not to talk about that.
Plenty of room. Actually, use one of ours.
I just have to bring my chopsticks. It's the only thing I can hit. I'm a frustrated drummer, too. So I won't even thank you, Marty. I won't even try to do that. Well, we've run out of time, but you guys were terrific for coming.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
You took up our whole studio with your musical instruments. You're welcome anytime you want to come back.
Well, thank you so much. It was really a pleasure.
You're welcome. John Flansburgh, John Linnell, also on the drums, Marty Beller. They Might Be Giants. The new album is Here Comes Science. And here goes science, because that's the end of our program. Thank you all for taking time to be with us today. If you have comments or questions, you can write to us. Surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com, where we're blogging and podcasting and Twittering and tweeting and all those digital things all week. And it's easy for you to get in touch with us. You can also send us email at that site. Greg Smith composed our theme music. We had a help today from NPR librarian Kim Molesky. Here's a shout-out to WNYC here in New York. Welcome back to our Science Friday family. Have a great holiday. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.